setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. And we're looking at the work role that you were born to do. Now, we have relationship roles, and those are very, very important. But equally important is the role that we fill in our work, because we were created to contribute. This is the whole premise of the show, that you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. It's not an option. Now, many will never find it, or if they do find it, they won't go for it. But the fact remains, you were given talent, you were given passion, and you were given a sense of mission. And when those three elements that every human being has are in alignment, they're pointing to an area of contribution in the workplace where there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dream jobs. I call that the sweet spot. So let's help you figure it out. If you don't know what it is, we can help. If you know what it is, but you don't know how to get there, we can help. If you know what it is, you don't know how to get there, you actually do know how to get there, but family, finances, fear, failure is holding you back, we can help. 844-747-2577. I want to open up today's show talking about something that I'm hearing more and more from you, the listener. And that is, I took what I thought was the dream job. Turns out it's not. The big promotion. Stage five of our seven stages, get promoted, and you will get promoted. You keep getting promoted. Keep climbing the ladder until you eventually step into the dream job. But there are many times where the dream is actually a mirage. I remember growing up as a kid in the 80s when Saturday morning was all about cartoons. I mean, it was, I think, 7 a.m. to 12. I mean, it was just cartoon after cartoon after cartoon on every network. It was just unbelievable. It was a bonanza of cartoons. And I remember watching many, many cartoons where one of the characters would be in a desert and just dying for one drop of water. And as they're dragging along, they would look up and see out in the distance a beautiful little tropical oasis. And they would run so fast. Remember, they kind of turn their legs into wheels. And they would run and jump and do a little swan dive into what they thought was going to be the cool pool of water in the middle of the desert. And then they ended up landing in the sand. You've all seen this before. You at least get the idea. And that is, in its most silly way, a great metaphor for what happens to you when you take what you think is a dream job, and it turns out it isn't, due to poor leadership, poor culture, which both of those things are inextricably connected. The job literally wasn't what they said it was going to be. Something changed. I mean, a myriad of reasons is what I hear. So how do we avoid stepping into a mirage? So there's four filters, and I want to walk through them very quickly. Number one, got to make sure it's the right work. Let's go back to what we teach: talent, passion, mission. If it's the dream job, it will be allowing you to use what you do best, your talents, most of your day. Think 80% or higher. You're in your day, you are doing work that you are very, very talented with and in. Now, passion, love, 80% of your day or higher. You're doing work that you actually love. The work itself. And then the work is producing a result or results that connect deeply to your personal values. This is mission. Talent, passion, mission must be in alignment. We start there. Is it the actual right work? Might be a really awesome paying job, big brand name company, but is it the right work? Number two, is it the right pay? Sometimes the right pay is less than you actually think it should be. Because if it is the dream job and the opportunity can be limitless financially, but it doesn't pay you right away what you would love, but it definitely takes care of everything and then some, this is an example. Is it the right pay? It doesn't always have to be ideal initially. The third, filter? Is it the right environment? I can't tell you how many times people said, Ken, it was my dream job in every way except for the environment. Culture sucked. Leadership sucked. My teammates were jerks. Is it the right environment? Is it a place where you can grow? And fourth, is it the right timing? Sometimes an opportunity that could be a dream job presents itself to us, but requires too much from us personally. A move that we can't make or shouldn't make at this time. Financial sacrifice that we can't make at this time. Whatever it is. Is it the right timing? If you're going through a bunch of junk personally, stepping into a dream job isn't going to fix the personal stuff. If you have to pause and say no to the dream job, I got news for you. There are other dream jobs out there. It's not just one. So get your chin up. Those are the four filters. Is it the right work? Is it the right pay? Is it the right environment? Is it the right timing? That's how we avoid stepping into a mirage that we thought was a dream. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Stephanie to get us started in New York City. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is, should I make the leap? I've been in my role for the last 8 years with a company that promoted me, you know, several times over. My salary, however, hasn't changed that much. It's only increased by about $10,000. I don't love the work as much. It's a kind of a high turnover type of position, very kind of labor intensive. And I've in the last year just been feeling, you know, a bit burned out. So I started applying and applied for what I thought, you know, was my dream job and got selected. And now I'm hesitating.
Why? What are you hesitating about specifically?
Fear of control. I've worked out a nice work-life balance in the last almost 10 years with I've been with.
But you don't have it now. The way you were just describing didn't sound like a whole lot of great work-life balance to me. It's manually, physically tough. It's draining emotionally. It's not balanced.
It's draining.
Yeah. Okay. I shot that one down. I shot that one down. What's next? What's the other reason you're hesitating or more? Hello?
Gosh, I'm here. It's just that work-life balance piece with
Wait a second. All I've heard is that I've got a thing that I don't like, but I'm comfortable with it.
That's right.
Well, that's pathetic. That's not a good reason not to take the new thing. Give me some more evidence. I'm on your team. You just haven't given me any evidence. You're basically saying this. Ken, I'm miserable, but I'm comfortable.
Okay, next thing, I've created a name for myself. So the idea of starting that over,
doesn't
even
matter.
Though I know who I am, I'm
doesn't
confident
matter.
In my work.
Doesn't matter. Okay. That's all fear and doubt. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to doubt. You've given me no evidence. Ask yourself, can I do the job? If the answer is yes, take it. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And we are here to help you move from paycheck to purpose. That, by the way, is the title of the brand new book where we unpack the seven stages to doing what you were born to do, doing work you love. It is The Clear Path that we have been preparing for you, and now you can pre-order it. It's available right now at kencolman.com for only $20. With the $20 purchase, you get nearly $200 worth of stuff, including the ebook, the audiobook, my Get Hired digital course, and so many more items that will help you win. And you can also get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which will actually give you a wonderful report on your talent, passion, mission. Talent, what you do best, passion, work you love, and mission, results that matter deeply to you. Spit out a great report, fill out your purpose sentence, and give you so much more clarity. It even points you to certain industries to begin finalizing the clarity. So it all comes out. The book comes out November the 9th. The Get Clear Career Assessment is already out. You can get that immediately. In fact, we've had thousands of people already get it. It's going bananas. People are calling the show almost every day now with the results in front of them. And that's why we did it. So go check it out, kencolman.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. Angel joins us in Cincinnati, Ohio. Angel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Here's my problem. I have worked for the same company doing the same job for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I've decided it's time to branch out and try something new. Mm-hmm. Sort of. But, I mean, it's basically the same thing. I'm just looking for a new company. So I had an interview yesterday with a recruiter at a particular company. And a couple hours after the interview, he sent me an email that said, okay, we're going to move you to the next level. We want you to do another interview with a couple of directors. But, oh, by the way, here's the first job description that you applied for, and here's another one we think you might be a good fit for. And based upon the title of the job, I have a feeling that it pays less than what I had them tell me that the first job paid yesterday on the interview. And so I'm really not sure how to move forward because I'd like to know what the second one pays, but I don't feel like I can ask because I really don't want them to think that like money's my only concern, even though it is important.
Yeah. So, excuse me, have they already acknowledged that they want you to interview for both, or are they trying to say, hey, we want you to think about this one? Are they making you choose?
No, they're not making me choose. They're saying that on the next interview with the two directors, they're going to assess me for both positions.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Just walk through it.
Okay.
Because let's say they bring you one or the other. At that point, you can go, okay, tell me more. So when it comes time for them, you know, in some ways, I understand what you're saying, but in other ways, it's like you're getting the cart before the horse. You know, if you had to choose, then I would say, well, tell me more about this other one, you know.
Okay.
But you don't have to choose. So I'd walk it out. Yeah. And then if they start to kind of lean one way or the other, then it's when it's natural, you'll know and just ask the question. Okay. What's this one look like?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I had heard something that it once upon a time that said, I mean, this is a corporate recruiter that I'm dealing with, that you should, you know, that it's okay to ask them for kind of like guidance and help on how to prepare for the next interview. What are your thoughts on that?
Ask the recruiter for guidance and help or the people that are going to be interviewing you?
The recruiter.
Sure. Yeah. I wouldn't rely terribly on them, but certainly doesn't hurt to ask, you know. Sometimes it depends on the recruiter, you know. It depends on how involved they are. You know, are they just the headhunter or are they like really in tune and they know exactly because they've had some conversations with the hiring manager and so they've got some inside baseball. Certainly ask. But if it just sounds general, then I wouldn't worry about it. And again, being prepared is so important. So as long as you know what the job entails, the way you're prepared is you're going in asking really good questions, you know.
Okay.
Because the questions you ask is as valuable as the questions you answer. And I get the free How to Win the Interview Guide at my website, kencolman.com. Just go to the resources page. It's absolutely free, and it's going to get you prepared from every angle of the interview. So download that. Yeah, that's going to be a great resource for you because I even tell you what questions are the types of questions to ask so that you look very impressive, and you also get the information that you want. And remember, and I think you're already leaning this way, the interview is as much for you as it is for them.
Right.
You know, is this a good fit for you? Because you've been doing the same thing for 15 years. It sounds like you're going to do the same thing again. different place. That puts you in a really unique position because you know what you want out of this because you've had it for 15. You know what you like, what you don't like. You know what you need to win. You know what will hold you back. So go in there with tremendous confidence. Play both positions and, you know, it'd be fun to crush it for both and make them choose. That gives you some more leverage as far as pay goes.
True.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thanks for the call, Angel. Good stuff. Let's go to Aiden now in Wentzville, Missouri. Aiden, you are on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi.
So, as a little bit of background, I'm 18 and I just got out of school at the beginning of the summer. And so I started a job and I do auto body work.
Okay.
So whenever I started the job here, I was doing what I wanted to do and, you know, I was pushing like 60 hours a week and I was really enjoying what I was doing. So that wasn't an issue. Well, one of my other coworkers had an issue with me. And so they switched my positions and now it's been like 4 or 5 months in and I haven't gotten any of the things I was told I was going to do. So basically they told me that since there was issues with this other coworker that they were going to switch my jobs and I was just going to learn that way. I didn't have to be trained by him.
Yeah.
And so, I'm thinking about switching because I brought my issues to my manager and they just kind of blew me off and told me that they should wait.
Listen, bro, you're 18. I would leave as soon as you get something else. There's no reason. Good.
I got a job offer for an extra like $4 an hour. So I'm making 16 here and I got offered $19.50 at a place closer to my house.
Have you said, yes, I'll take the job?
No, I have not. Just because I'm kind of scared about leaving because where I'm at now is a big company.
No, and, dude, no. Take the job today, like before the day's out. Call them up and go, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. The biggest issue for me is just that I'm really eager to learn, and I've been here for almost 5-6 months, and I haven't learned anything.
You just gave me another reason to tell you to take the job today. I don't know why we're still talking. Take the job. I mean, dude, you got an opportunity to learn. You got an opportunity to make more money. You're 18 years old. There's no bad decision anywhere in this deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm just scared, you know?
No, stop. We're not talking about this anymore. It's literally like my kid saying, Dad, there's a monster under the bed. And I go, son, there's no monster under the bed. I don't know how many more times I got to say, there's no monster under the bed. Take the job today. You're 18. Take the job today. Was I clear enough with him? I think I said, take the job today. I mean, listen, we all have fear of the unknown that is associated with change. But you're 18. You're getting a $4 an hour raise. Take the job. It's that simple. And if it doesn't work, go get another one. You're 18. Take the job. I should just have that on roll. Take the job. Take the job. Take the job. Well, Ken, I'm scared. I know. We just talked about the fact that there's nothing to be afraid of. Take the job. I know, Ken, but I'm really scared. I know. Take the job. There's nothing to be afraid of. Is it natural to feel nerves when you change locations? Of course it is. But you got to take the job. Well, Ken, I think I could do it, but I'm scared. Take the job. Well, Ken, I think I could do it, but I don't know anybody over there. And I don't know if they're going to like me. Take the job. Take the job. There's nothing to be afraid of. And at some point, we're going to have to grab onto the fact that no matter how I'm feeling, I know that I can do the job. So I'm going to take the job. And I'm going to deal with all the emotions. That's called being a big boy. Put your big boy pants on and take the job. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. We will help you move from paycheck to purpose. Life is way too short for you to be just working for the weekend. Let's get to the phones. Anthony joins us in New York City. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anthony. What's up?
So I recently got another job offer after starting a new job, which I've been in for a month, and I'm considering taking the new job offer. The reason why is because it's in, I'm doing a type of analysis on, I guess, institutional asset managers that I haven't never really done before, and I'm curious to gain exposure to this area.
Yeah.
It's also part of like a big brand name bank, which has a bigger platform and a bigger ceiling than this current job, which I've recently started.
Sure.
The thing is, when I started this current job, I actually got a bump in title from where I was at previously.
Okay.
Whereas this new job, it would actually be sort of maybe on the same level, but like just like a little higher than what I was before, because it's like a bigger bank, I would guess. Like, they're not going to
promote you. But is it a better opportunity? Sounds like the new job is a better opportunity.
I think so, because it's sort of like a field that I'm curious about learning more about. The current job I'm in is sort of similar to what I've been doing before, like the same types of analysis.
Right.
And
what would be the reason for not going? Would it take you backwards financially?
No, it wouldn't be that. It would just be like, when I think about career progression, like the title, just
nobody
like
cares.
Title. Nobody cares about title.
Nobody cares. I think the only thing I'm concerned about in this is you don't seem really confident that this is a professional path you want to take. I think you sound intrigued and interested in this type of work, but there's a big difference between interest and confidence. If somebody says,
right,
I'm interested in this, Ken, I go, well, dig deeper. But if you go, I'm confident that this is the path I want to go on, I've done my homework, I know that I know that I know that this is a new direction for me, or I know that I know that this is the right path or the right step on the ladder to take to get where I want to go, then I say, go for it. But there seems, unless I'm missing something, and that's okay if you haven't told me, but absent of what I'm talking about, I'm not sure you take the job and then you get into it and you go, well, I took it because I was intrigued by it. I don't want you to learn after you move that you don't like it. I want you to learn on the front end that you don't like it or that you like it. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
So the question is, how much time do you have to accept this offer?
Not too much time, by the end of the day.
Oh, boy. How different is it than what you've done in the past?
Well, you know, I've never really done analysis on, you know, institutional asset managers, as I've mentioned, but it would probably be still doing write-ups and reports and analysis.
So you've done a lot of that?
Yeah.
I guess here's the question. I'd get on the phone with the hiring manager or the HR rep, whoever you're working with, and I'd go, hey, I'm going to give you an answer by the end of the day. I just have a couple of follow-ups.
Okay.
And I would ask, if you need to ask, this might be as simple as you sitting down and getting quiet and rehashing the interview process and re-looking at the job description and asking yourself, how much of this new job is actually a whole lot different? If the work itself of analyzing, problem solving, solution finding, if that's largely the same type of work as what you're doing now or what you've done in the past, so you know you like it, then the nuanced side of this where it's just, I'm analyzing this set of data versus this kind of data, I wouldn't worry about that. But if the work is so very different than what you know you like or what you've done in the past, then I'd be concerned. I feel like we know that, though, don't we? Isn't this job largely the same type of analyzing or whatever kind of work that you've been doing and that you know you like?
Yes, yes. It's pretty much like the same type of analysis.
It's just analyzing oranges as opposed to apples.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm not so much worried about that. Because remember, it's not what we're analyzing that matters as much as the work itself.
Right.
Make sense? And remember this. So remember I talk about passion? So you know you love analyzing. Good news. This new job is all about analyzing. Great. Ding, 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 ding. But now we go to mission, results that matter deeply to you. A guy who's all about analysis, my guess is that your number one missional driver, the results that matter most to you, are either efficiency or solution. Sound about right?
Yeah.
Does this job, this new one, allow you to deliver efficiency and solution?
I think so, because it would allow me to basically give an assessment of how risky, you know, working with this institutional asset manager would be to the bank, and it would deliver that type of result.
So that drives excellence and order, right? It drives it's the counter to solving a problem. It's avoiding a problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's the nature of the work itself.
I'd take the job. I just decided to go ahead and walk you through the process.
Right.
Does it feel like a miss now? Does it feel like an unknown? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it.
No, I think you're connecting the dots a bit more, especially when you're talking about the efficiency and the results and what we're trying to achieve.
So what I just did was walk you through passion and mission. Talent is what you do best. Passion is work you love. Mission is results, are results that matter to you. Does this job allow you to do that? I think the answer is yes. I think we just walked through that.
Yes, yes, because this is also an issue that has been happening. There's big news items about like these asset managers blowing up and, you know, delivering on this type of work would be important in this field. So
I say take it, buddy. But you can go do a few more questions around that with the actual hiring manager. That makes you look thorough, makes you look serious. It's not a bad thing to call back and go, hey, I am going to give you a decision. I just have a couple more things I want to clarify. And you're clarifying to find out if it's work you're good at, talent. If it's work you love, passion. If it's work that creates results that you care deeply about. Folks, that's why I created the Get Clear Career Assessment. It measures talent, passion, and mission. I'm so proud of it. It's not perfect. We're going to continue to iterate it and get feedback from folks. But thousands of people have already bought it. It's $30 right now at kencoleman.com. It's $30 to get unbelievable awareness and tremendous confidence. It comes with awareness, clarity. And listen, when you have a purpose statement that this assessment gives you, I was created to use my talents of blank, blank, and blank to perform my passions of blank, blank, blank to produce the result of blank. Boom. It is a North Star. Every job you consider, the job you're in now, must be held up to the light of clarity. And you look at it and you go, how off am I? I might be using my talents, what I do best, but I might not love the work, or at least I only love about 40% or 30% of my work. And it's definitely not creating a result that matters to me. It's not missional. Folks, clarity leads to confidence, and confidence leads to courage. You need the confidence to step out, to make the change, to go get qualified, to get connected, to get started. Go get clear. KenColeman.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make that a reality. The world needs what you have to offer. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Hey, 48 to 50% of Americans are looking at actively changing careers, changing jobs this year. Economists are calling it the Great Resignation. And if you're thinking about that, but you're going, oh man, searching for a new job is stressful. It's yuck. It's all kinds of rejection. It's getting ignored. It's a lot of time. It's just not fun. Well, ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the United States, and they act as your personal recruiter by connecting you with the jobs and companies that are a great fit for you, and you don't have to keep applying. One-click application, you fill out a profile, they start going to work for you. They let you know when companies are looking at you. They let you know when you get a thumbs up on a resume, and then the best part is companies reach out to you directly, and all of this is free to you. You don't pay a nickel for this. So sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and they can help you out. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-2577. Ben is joining us now in Columbus, Ohio. Ben, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. All right, let's go to Ben. Did I get the right number? There we go. That happens every once in a while. Ben, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, man. What's up?
All right, so my question is, should I quit my job to start a career in IT? I'm a mail carrier with the United States Postal Service, and I approximately work around 65 to 80 hours a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe in a couple months, it's going to get literally 7 days a week.
Yeah.
No days off, anything like that.
Well, first of all, working for the post office for those kind of hours is like the left-right combination of awfulness.
Oh, yeah, it's getting worse.
Yeah, I know. So there's no question we want to leave, but I want to make sure that we're leaving to the right thing. So why IT? You got the talent for it? You got the passion for it? Is it missional to you?
I mean, I always love computers and I networking and building servers. So I've been doing that for like 10 years, but I just never like went to college for IT at all.
Well, I got great news. So I'm partnered with Bethel Tech, which is a great company just north of Silicon Valley. And they have now 40 Ken Coleman Show listeners actively in their tech school. And you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 9-month program you can do online at your schedule, your pace, and it's less than $15,000. And they've got an 80% placement rate. So they don't just train you. They place you. They work to recruit for you and get you placed. I think you at least call them and talk to them. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Call them up. Say, hey, I just talked to Ken Coleman on the show. He told me I need to talk to you. I mean, by the way, after you talk to him, talk to other people. But there is this misnomer, it's actually greater than that, it's a myth, that you have to have a technology degree to get into technology. That could cost you upwards of $180,000. And it's nonsense. Yeah. You don't need that. With coding and cybersecurity, developers, I mean, there's a bright future out there for you where you're going to make more than you made in 65 hours for the post office working a regular 40-hour week schedule. I think it's a no-brainer if you've always loved technology and you've got basic talent. A school like Bethel Tech can give you the skills you need. And I would definitely start moving towards that. Because here's the deal.
Yep.
Take the bull by the horns. Don't let the bull flip you, you know? And the post office is going to just keep socking it to you. And you don't want to get to the point where you're mentally and emotionally and physically just done. So that's why I say start moving now. Appreciate the call. All right, now let's go to Cody in Toledo, Ohio. Cody, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm living the dream, Cody. What's up?
I have been truck driving for about 6 years, and this last summer has been pretty hard on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And my back, I have sciatic back pain.
Mm-hmm.
It is preventing me from doing my job. I just lost my job yesterday.
Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. Man, how you holding up emotionally?
It's the third time I lost my job this summer, so it kind of hurt pretty bad.
Yeah.
My company closed in May. that I was with for a little over a year.
Yeah.
And I started with a new company, the hauling fuel. I was really excited about it.
Yep.
But then some really big red flags showed up, and I was like, you guys are dishonest, and I quit all in one day, because I'm like, it really was like, that is, I don't really want to get
are
into
you
it really,
a, no, but. No, no. And I didn't mean to take you there. I just want to make sure that you got your head up.
I got my head up. I got a great support system.
Great. All right. So here's the deal. What can you do physically that you're interested in doing? What's the answer to that question? I know a guy like you. Now, let me tell you something. I've done thousands of phone calls, and I've heard that sigh before where you're about ready to tell me, well, Ken, I'm just not sure. And I don't buy that, because I know two things. Number one, you've been behind the wheel of a truck for a long time. This isn't some new thing. You've been wanting to get out of the truck for a while. And I know that when you're behind the wheel, your mind has wandered and wondered. I also know that when I asked you that question just a minute ago, your mind already populated an answer or two. So why don't you just tell me so I can help you? What would you like to try if you knew you couldn't fail, but you didn't have to commit the rest of your life to it?
I would love to be able to build custom hot rods, cars.
Love it.
That would be like the dream.
Okay, then. So let's back down. That's the top of the mountain. Instead of trying to do something that no one can do, which is just immediately transform themselves into some sort of magical creature that can boop right to the top of the mountain, let's go, how do we climb that mountain? So we know that that's metal fabrication, that is mechanical work, all of the above, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the raw talent to do that kind of stuff? Are you gifted with things? Are you good at working with things, that manual ability to create, fix? Yes or no?
Yeah. Right. I would still consider myself a novice in some areas, but
hold on a second.
Mechanically inclined.
Thank you. So the answer is yes. You have the raw talent. It's clay. You got a good lump of clay that if you honed it, you could turn it into something pretty special. That's what I'm getting at. You know you have that talent. If I interviewed everybody that know you, they'd go, man, this guy, he's always been a tinkerer, fixing stuff, building stuff. Am I right?
For the most part.
Yeah. So you also love that kind of work, too. You love that creative problem solving, correct? Imagination work, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. So what has to be true for you to get into that field is the first question we answer. The second question is, what ladder do I need to get on, or what multiple ladders are there that if I get on these ladders and work my way up, I'm eventually going to be fabricating, building hot rods, working on custom cars, working on classics, like my 1972 convertible Karmann Ghia. That'd get your heart racing, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's in my garage, man. So what has to be true for you to get in? You got to start doing mechanical work. You got to start doing fabricating work. You got to start doing all that, correct?
Yeah.
All right, then. So what do you need to do to get qualified? We're clear. Stage one, you know. It's stage two now, getting qualified. What qualifications do you need? That's our focus. While you're getting qualified, you're getting connected. You know what that means? You're using Ken Coleman's proximity principle. I'm going to give you a copy right now. I want you to read it. I want you to do it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The proximity principle says in order to do what Cody wants to do, he's got to get around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. That means you start showing up in Toledo, Ohio. You get around guys that are working on cars, figure out what it takes to get qualified, get connected, and the opportunities are going to show up. Hey, my time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.